Their claims are reminiscent of the lax moral teachings of the 17th century Jesuits, which occasioned Blaise Pascal's furious satirical attacks on casuistry in general. Pascal's case devastated the reputation of casuistry for centuries by arguing that reasoning about possible exceptions to the universal moral rules of Christianity led inevitably to condoning the most offensive practices. And indeed, this seems at first blush to be what has happened in our day with respect to the justification of torture. The practical response, however, to claims such as those put forth in the famous Bybee memo or in Attorney General Mukasey's testimony is not necessarily to condemn them as Pascal condemned the Jesuits by invoking any abstract universal principle, but rather to point out that the specific flaws in their reasoning. As Johnson and Toulmin write, the distinction to be made, quote, is not between a high-minded ethics of pure principle and an inevitably debased morality of cases and circumstances. It is between good casuistry, which applies general rules to particular cases with discernment, and bad casuistry, which does the same thing sloppily. In the situation at hand, it seems that the administration has engaged in bad casuistry in a number of ways. It has made unjustified generalizations from exceptions by claiming that the ticking bomb case can be thought of as a useful paradigm to apply to the situation of detainees that do not resemble that case. It has exaggerated the differences between a paradigm case of torture, that which causes sustained and permanent physical damage, and its analogous cases of cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment.